This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Mike Lombardi, UNC football GM, NFL insider, he's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock.
It's crazy how you're calling guys GMs for college football teams.
Well, that's the new reality.
I mean, Andrew Luck is the general manager of Stanford.
Right. Yep. It's the way things are now in 2025 in college sports.
I know. Can't wait to talk to him.
Yep. So he's coming up at 8 o'clock. So we wanted to get in some audio here of our friend Diana Russini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic.
All right.
She was on with Bill Simmons on his podcast, and she had some interesting things to say about the Terry McLaurin hold-in and the negotiation with Josh Harris.
Let's say you're an owner like Josh Harris, right? Like, who's got experience with bad deals.
Right.
You know, that's got to be hard for him to go, all right, I'm just going to let Adam Peters do this. There's no way. Of course he's going to influence it, especially if they've been down that road before and they've made those mistakes. They're not going to allow some new GM making those mistakes, which is why I'm curious to see how the Terry McLaurin thing shapes out, because you know the owner's involved in that. That's not just Adam Peters. No way.
Ooh, so there's a little more Josh Harris involvement, according to Diana Russini, than we've been led to believe.
Well, I mean, which are the ones that she's referring to that have bombed out for him? So he signed big deals in years past for what? Embiid, Butler, yeah. Paul George, James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, he paid a lot of guys for the Sixers.
And is she saying that he just feels burned
maybe
by some of those?
Maybe he's feeling gun-shy about giving out another big deal to a high-profile player.
Although those deals are a lot bigger than what McLaurin would get.
Yeah. Or is the idea just that, hey, this is not just like an Adam Peters thing. This is an organizational thing. This is, you know, this is everybody. They're all sort of on the same page here. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a combination of those. But, I mean, if you're going to be in the NFL, you're going to have to pay some guys, especially when you got a stud quarterback, and just wait till his deal's up.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if he's afraid to make a big offer or if he's just going to be more influential than a normal owner would be. But at some point, you're going to have to pay your NFL player. If you're going to win a Super Bowl, you're going to have to pay your guys a lot of money.
See, I don't like how she's intimating that he's more involved than we're being led to believe. Because I've always been under the impression that he's a guy that just hires good people, lets them do their thing. Of course, he's going to have input, and he's going to know about the offers that are being made to these players, and he has final say.
He's got to give them like sort of budget parameters, right, even though there are salary caps, et cetera. I'm sure.
He's a business owner, of course. He was like that in Philly. Mm-hmm. When I was talking to my buddy who worked for the Sixers, believe me, he was all over it. Right. Harris was involved in everything.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can't imagine that's changed now that he's taken over the Commanders. Mm-hmm.
But and it's his new baby. But those were a lot bigger. It's his new toy in his his sports portfolio.
Yeah.
100%. And the most important piece. It's an NFL team. It's worth more than all the other teams. Yeah, it's more high profile than the other
teams. It's a much bigger deal.
Right.
But he did sign those guys to big dollar deals in Philadelphia. And obviously most of those didn't work out for him.
Right.
But.
And the big difference there is those deals are fully guaranteed.
100%.
No matter what happens, injury. I mean, the guy just, his level of play, you know, crashes into a wall. No,
he's getting paid.
Yeah, but I just don't think that,
all the way through it.
I just don't think that is the issue. Like Harris is some sort of weird stumbling block on this thing. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is pretty obvious, and we've all talked about it for months. It's the fall off for typical receivers once they get into their 30s, and that Terry will be 31, 32 when the new money kicks in, and that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty obvious. I don't think Josh Harris, you know, maybe being burned on some deals before is a big factor. I think it might be a bigger factor that, hey, we got to really be careful here because we're going to have to pay Jaden $500 million in a couple of years.
Yeah, we're
just kind of keeping that in the back of our minds.
We're going to have to redo deals. Like, if Debo has a huge year, they're going to have to consider, are they going to ink him to a deal and keep him in the fold?
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts here for Adam Peters and Josh Harris.
Man, I don't doubt that he has input. Of course he does. He's the one signing all the checks. Of course he's got input. But I also think that the deciding factor on this thing is not some sort of reticence to pay his star players. It's that we got to just make sure we're doing this in a smart way. Let's see how this all shakes out in a few weeks when presumably everybody still thinks that they're going to come to some sort of agreement. I'm still kind of on record thinking that Terry may have to end up playing this thing out. Yeah.
Well,
and then deal
a lot
with
of people
it.
Think that.
And maybe gets franchised down the line. Who knows what the fate is?
Yeah, if he has a great season, then you can reward him, franchise him, or just let him go. If he has a dud season.
I have a hard time thinking they're just going to let him walk.
Well, here's how they would let him walk if he has a dud season.
Oh, yeah. If he all of a sudden, you know, has 600 yards and 4 touchdowns, but.
That's not.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
He's playing.
If he's out there every week, he's going to.
But it protects you a little bit. It protects you a little bit.
It does.
You know.
I mean, a lot of people think he is just going to kind of play it out.
Well, I keep hearing everybody say that he's going to come to an agreement. Yeah, they're going to come to an agreement. Really? I just don't see it. Because I don't see Washington budging. They might budge a little bit. They're not going to budge to where he wants to be.
But even if they budge a little bit, maybe that gets it done.
All right. From your lips to God's ears, buddy.
I'm just saying, it's a possibility. If they budge a little bit and it's a couple million-dollar budge, maybe that gets it done.
And I heard J.P. Finley talking about this yesterday with B. Mitch, and I think Diana Rossini's echoing kind of the same thing on her Twitter, that he might not be looking for the exact DK Metcalf deal as far as the annual average value of $33 million per year, but it's more now about just get the guarantees to where they need them to be. And then you worry about that backloaded money that he's probably never going to see. You kick that can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try to get as much money up front as you can in your guarantees, your signing bonus, your fully guaranteed money, and then you'll be okay. Then you can come to some common ground.
So yesterday we talked about the Tyreek Hill rumor that somebody had out there that allegedly these two teams had.
I've already forgotten the name of the site.
Yeah,
it's Drab
Polymarket.
Polymarket.
Okay, the betting thing had some chance.
I'd literally never heard that site before yesterday.
Well, I've heard it for like a variety of different things, like politics. Yeah,
okay.
Politics, other things.
Probably why I haven't heard about it.
exactly.
But The Athletic has an article, and it came out yesterday. I don't think we touched on this when we were talking about it, but they came up with 5 potential offers for Terry.
Ooh, I like okay. Hypotheticals, hypothetical trades.
Now, these I do think are hypotheticals.
Okay.
I don't think these are anything that they've been actually discussed, but they got 5 different teams and 5 different hypotheticals. You just give me the yay or nay on this, okay?
I think, you know what, Jason and I, we will combine our heads here. We will be co-GMs and figure out whether these deals make sense or not.
One of you guys could be Josh Harris, one of you guys could be AP.
Okay.
All right? The New England Patriots, they obviously would love to have a guy.
All right, they'd love to pair him up with Stephon Diggs. That would be nice for Drake May.
According to The Athletic, a trade that might make sense for them would be trading a 2027 third-round pick for Terry McLaurin, who turns 30 in just a few days.
I was expecting you to say a third-round pick and
it's no.
Just a third-round pick?
Just a third-round pick.
Well,
are you doing that?
That's Kate an easy
Harris
no.
Is saying no to that.
I agree.
I mean, how many fans would do that?
That's the quickest no you're ever going to get.
All right.
Not even a 2026.
Hey.
You're making me wait till 2027.
I didn't write the article, Cakes.
No, thank you.
All right, here you go.
I'm out.
Team number two.
Okay.
According to The Athletic, that makes a lot of sense. Here's a potential offer. Okay. San Francisco 49ers. We've touched on this a little bit. Trade. Right. Recently signed Brandon Ayuk.
I knew Ayuk's name would come up.
Now that is Jaden Daniels' guy.
Tore his ACL October 20th. Isn't expected to be ready at the start of the season.
Okay.
But he is 2.5 years younger than Terry, and they kind of redid his deal just last year. So presumably, you got a couple years there of some contractual harmony.
He's making $30 million.
And he's best friends with Jaden.
You'd have the Niners starting receivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd have Debo.
Yes.
You'd have Brandon Ayuk, and you'd have Jaden Daniels. Cakes. If you're Adam Peters and the Niners come calling, knowing you probably won't get Ayuk till week 6 or 8 or something like that.
I'm Josh Harris. He's Adam Peters.
All right.
Cakes. I'm going to defer to Adam Peters here.
I'm not going to do that deal.
You're not interested.
Just because of the question marks with the knee. He's a little bit of a diva.
Right.
I just can't push that button with Ayuk for Terry.
Yeah, we're going to take a pass on Brandon Ayuk.
And most of it's just is injury related.
Okay.
Just a question mark there.
I think the ACL is pretty routine.
He is younger.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm going to bypass that.
What's behind door number three?
Door number three? You thought the Patriots offer was terrible.
Okay.
How about this?
All right.
According to The Athletic, makes sense to them. The LA Chargers trade a 2026 fourth round pick for Terry McLaurin.
That's the quickest no ever.
You're not doing that, right? You'd rather have Terry play for what he's scheduled to make,
Terry's
whatever it is.
Terry's going to play on his $23.5 or $24 million.
Yeah, but why does The Athletic think that Adam Peters would trade their number one receiver when they're trying to win a Super Bowl for a fourth-round pick who may not even make the team?
Jason, they need clicks. They need page views.
They wouldn't get any clicks from me.
Okay, that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Hold on, Already on offer number four?
Well, we're not doing that. We're not trading him for a fourth round.
I haven't heard one offer that would come even close to being consummated.
I think the Ayuk
would be.
I think the Ayuk one would give you some pause.
That's the best.
You want some medical reports? Ship me some medical reports, and let me see how he's doing from his rehab, etc. How quick can he come back? How's he looking? Is he checking all the boxes?
Of the three, that's the most palatable, but it's still, I'm not thrilled with it.
I'm with you. Here you go. The fourth offer, according to The Athletic. Potential trade for Terry. The Pittsburgh Steelers trade a 2026 third-round pick and wide receiver Roman Wilson for Terry McLaurin.
I mean, Roman Wilson did literally nothing as a rookie. I don't have his numbers in front of me.
He's young, but what was he? Was he a third or fourth-round pick?
He was around there, I want to say. I mean, if he had 15 catches as a rookie, I'll be stunned.
I'm saying no.
Yeah, that's going to get a no. That's a no for me, dog.
No for me, dog.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. And here's one. I just don't want to redo this again. It's kind of funny. But the Buffalo Bills, Cakes.
Yes.
They apparently could use a legit number one. McLaurin might be a perfect fit for Josh Allen. How about the Buffalo Bills send Curtis Samuel back to the Commanders
and
a 2026 fifth round pick for Terry McLaurin.
That is the worst collection of offers I've seen in maybe my lifetime.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Roman Wilson, by the way, I way overshot him 15 catches. No available information, at least on ESPN.com. Did he just completely
sit
out his whole rookie season?
Did he have an injury?
I mean, he must have, because I don't see one stat for him. Not one.
Yeah, none of those trades besides Ayuk were tantalizing.
Right. And to be honest with you, very end of the Athletic.
There's no way I'm going to accept a fourth or a fifth round pick.
You know who actually wrote this article?
I don't.
The newly acquired Nikki Jabal.
We love Nikki.
And she says, yes, at the end of the day, none of these offers will sway the Commanders, and a deal will get done.
I feel bad that I was hammering the article.
The offers.
Again, she's got a boss that's saying,
she's got to fill time.
Give us five scenarios for trades for Terry McLaurin. So she came up with five. The Curtis Samuel and a fifth rounder is especially egregious, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, Adam Peters would literally laugh into his phone for 20 seconds if the Bills called. Is it Brandon Bean? Is that the GM in Buffalo?
Is it Bean?
I think it is Brandon Bean.
That sounds right.
He would think Brandon Bean had a break with reality if he called and made that offer.
So that was
at least fun rejecting all of those offers.
The saga continues. I did get steamed up for a period of time yesterday when we're talking about potentially trading for Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now, they didn't have Hill in there.
Yeah,
no, Micah Parsons.
That one got me going.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget, coming up at 8, Mike Lombardi is going to join us. He's the Carolina GM of football ops down in Chapel Hill. We'll talk a bunch of NFL with him, and I believe he might have some JP vacation skinny that's going to come through on the next segment, so you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.